I've been given carte blanche to dig into the different ways gardens and music influence each other.
Music is about people. It's about people coming together.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music. The perfect soundscape for whatever you're doing. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, and on BBC Sounds.
It's 9:30 and time to join Lopa Qatari for this week's Music Planet.
And we begin the show tonight with new music from Kurdish singer Aynur.
Gulen adı
A song there from Ainur's album Raba, out now on Drea Gaido. It's a pretty epic recording, marking her two decades in the business, with nearly 20 musicians guesting on it, such as guitarist Michael League of Snarky Puppy and Chinese pipa virtuoso Wu Man. I saw Ainur at the EFG London Jazz Festival last year, where she headlined at the Royal Festival Hall. The concert was sold out and she had the audience in the palm of her hands. No wonder the award-winning producer Javier Limón says she is a reason to love live music for the centuries. Good evening and welcome to Music Planet. Tonight, in amongst the new releases, I've got a rather special road trip for you. We're off to Goa in search of its musical past, and I've got at least four tunes with a bit of a Spanish connection. This next one, though, takes us to the south of France. Les Trangleuses are a four-piece band from Lyon, and their music feels steeped in both North African traditional styles and the avant-garde. See what you think. This is Le Remède.
Le remède.
I love those playful loops and that unexpected gear change. That was Les Trangleuses, a French band with an unusual sound referencing more than a couple of traditional styles from other parts of the world. As the press release here puts it, between minimalist rock and four-part free song, an all-night party in the desert with the spirits of Brigitte Fontaine and the X. Le Remède is the opening track on Les Trangleuses' album Ambiance Argile, which is out next week on La Curieuse. Well, something totally different for you now. It's been ages since I heard anything from Tandiswa, an amazing singer from South Africa. I remember she told me one time that she wanted to be honest and free, hip and truly South African. And that is exactly what she is, carving a path that is totally true to herself.
Deep in.
Tandiswa and Kulungile from her album Sankofa, an album where she blends and weaves her love of jazz with ancient Xhosa melodies. And I think I'm right in saying that it's nearly 10 years since her last solo album. Talk about keeping your fans hungry, waiting for more. You're listening to Radio 3, and this is Music Planet with me, Lafa Katari. Well, next up, the first of four tracks connected with Spain. This is gloriously unadulterated psychedelic cumbia from Madrid's Anís Guateque, an eight-piece band where guitars, brass and synths share the stage with a multitude of percussion.
Primavera. Si la cumbia fuera flor, hoy sería 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 primavera. Las tabernas de Madrid, de lucero a las vistillas, de arganzuela a chamberí. Si la cumbia fuera flor, hoy sería primavera. Si la cumbia fuera flor, hoy sería primavera. No hace falta adornar tanto los jardines de esplendor. Con solo un acorde canto, esta cumbia en re menor. Si la cumbia fuera flor, hoy sería primavera. Si la cumbia fuera flor, hoy sería primavera. Melodía que floreces, cual almendro en primavera. Del estanque eres los peces, de este canto la bandera.
la cumbia del anís. Y esta es la cumbia castiza, la cumbia. Anís, guate, que suena la cumbia, es la cumbia del anís. Y esta es la cumbia castiza, la cumbia. Anís, guate, que suena la cumbia, es la cumbia del anís.
Well, there you have it. Si la cumbia fuera flor. Anís Guateque from Madrid and their take on that increasingly popular genre best described as psychedelic cumbia. Time now for the latest in our road trip series that takes you to all corners of the globe with local experts on the ground as your guide. And this week, we're heading off to that popular holiday destination, Goa, on the west coast of India, where the impact of Portuguese culture can still be felt in the traditional music there, as our guide, Sigmund de Souza, explains.
Goa is the land of the sun, sand and sea. Green hills, tranquil beaches and coastal wetlands greet you as you drive through this tiny yet charming tourist paradise on the west coast of India. Beneath all this picturesque beauty, however, lies a rich culture that was born out of a meeting of East with West when the Portuguese arrived here in the 16th century and took residence for nearly 500 years until their departure in 1961. The indelible mark left by the Portuguese on Goan life and music continues to resonate to this day. My name is Sigmund de Souza. I'm a native Goan musician, and today we'll be exploring traditional and Western musical influences in the Goan mandor. The mandor, which is sung in the local language Konkani, is said to have originated in the mid-19th century among the elite Goan Catholics of Salset or Sashti, which is a province in South Goa. Have a listen to this tragic song of lament and romantic abandonment, Yeknets Maka Sanlentwe, written by renowned Goan composer and musician Emiliano da Cruz. Unlike the many folk genres across India, mando is sung in two or more vocal harmonies. Mando music typically revolves around themes of love, heartbreak, bitter abandonment, or the consequences of a failed relationship in a traditional Goan society which once followed a strict social code. Less often, songs offer a social commentary reflecting on the ever-changing socio-political contexts of Goa. Commonly sung in a verse and refrain style, the mando starts with an initial slow pace and can sometimes transition into a faster-paced musical style from Goa called the dulpod. You will notice this happen in the next mando, Moti Sopnantu Naslole, composed by one of the remarkable pioneers of the genre, Arnaldo the Menezes, and sung by the famous Goan cultural group Gavana. The mando is typically accompanied by the violin and a traditional percussion instrument known as the gumot. The acoustic guitar is a recent addition. While the violin carries the main melody, the gumot provides the rhythm and beat. This gumot comprises of a terracotta pot with two openings. The larger opening is covered with the skin of a monitor lizard, also known as gar in Konkani. For Goans, the mando is a community affair, an integral part of social gatherings performed at birthdays, christenings, and weddings. On such grand days, the mando is not only sung but also danced to, where women and men pair up into couples facing each other. The men dress in black formal tailcoats and the women in colorful sarong-like costumes called the pano baju. As the melody flows in an undulating sequence, they gently sway to the beat of the gumot and engage in playful glances at each other. In recent times, the mando has become a popular Goan genre, sung by Goans of all communities. While it has retained its traditional essence, many popular musicians have introduced a more contemporary sound to the mando. And so, on that note, I sign off this road trip with a remake of the classic Adios Corso Velu Paolo, or It's Time to Say Farewell, sung by India's pop icon Remo Fernandez. This mando is sung at the end of most Goan ceremonies. Adios corso velu paolo ai moje kalis re fa so despedir o corcha verar o sonsar na canso de sota. I hope that you have enjoyed learning about mando music with its infectious rhythms and heartfelt lyrics. There's something truly magical about this ancient Indo-Portuguese tradition that transcends cultural borders and speaks to the soul.
Saite martiram pogo. re rodo na ga eu feliz cotono tu ca osu osere
The romantic music of Remo Fernandez ending that road trip to Goa, and our thanks to Sigmund de Souza and to Koyol Basu for recording that feature for us on location. And remember, if you want to receive all our road trips, just click subscribe on BBC Sounds and they will appear in your personalised section of the app each time we release a new edition. You can also explore our back catalogue of features, which really does cover the globe from Asia and Europe to Africa, the Americas and beyond. Lots to explore. Do check it out. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. Back now to Spanish shores and the music of Os de Fondo de Barra, OFB. For 45 years, they have been preserving and bringing Galician folklore to our ears. In their latest album, Banzo, they explore the old songs of the tavernas and the laments of the mariners. Accordions, bagpipes and strident choral voices punctuated by tambourines and Turkish cymbals. This is Xota de Carrera. Galician band OFB and their take on a traditional Galician dance tune, Xota de Carrera. Now to Barcelona's Gypsy Balkan Orchestra, BGKO. They formed just over 10 years ago when they met in that great city to celebrate International Roma Day back in 2012. This is a song from their album Seven, their seventh album, released just last week, and it's called Uzni Me Sevdo. It's a love song, a classic sevda that builds slowly and finishes with an intense rhythmic flourish.
Nemoj, po njoj da me pitaš, nemoj da nanosiš boli. Ona sada, majko mila, drugog ljubi, drugog voli, drugog ljubi, drugog voli. Ranjeno je srce moje i izdržati neće moći, i izdržati neće moći.
experimental trio from Serbia, Germany and Austria called Gordan, who create curious Balkan-inspired music. Voices, feedback loops, hypnotic drums, music that takes us into the unexpected. At the heart of the trio is the amazing Svetlana Spajic, a remarkable soloist in her own right and the voice behind the group. Their self-titled album, Gordan, is out now on Glitterbeat. OK, let's head off to West Africa now. ACBC is a project based in Bamako, and for their latest release, Culturize Bamako All-Stars Volume 1. They've brought together many of the music stars of Africa, from Amapiano to Sahel Blues, Malian Afrobeat to modern Mandinge. This album features several of Mali's movers and shakers, like Mariam Kone from Amazon d'Afrique, Adama Kouyaté, MC Spacewalk, and on this track that I'm going to play, the splendid bluesy-voiced Zumana Tereta. Fanani idugu jarada angasebeke Fanani idugu jarada tegele ngalani idugu jarada angasebeke Fanani idugu jarada
again. fatu te dugu jayara do nalama te dugu jayara do malamolonde dugu jayara do malamolonde wele sebe kumana andi naloma wala nga sebe kumana andi fatu wele sebe kumana Jami sabe kuma fa fata nye Sabe ke ti bala me Yarabi emirani sabe ke ni ere dumaga Ni ere be dumaga Ni ere be sabe
Zumana Tereta, who started out as a truck driver and then decided that music was his calling. He became a master of the soku, a monochord violin, and he has a voice that you can absolutely lose yourself in. From Mali, we head north to Morocco now on Music Planet and the hypnotic voices of Amazigh band Tarwa En Tiniri. Ona Kal, meaning land, they celebrate their traditions and connection to the earth through their music.
We'll be right back.
Recorded last year in the desert village of Hassi ul Bayoud in Morocco, Tarwa in Tinidi and Adrara from their album Akal. One final tune from Spain now. Another Barcelona-based group, in fact, and one you can catch at WOMAD this year. It's the duo Tarta Relena. They're going to be collaborating with two other duos, Los Sara Fontan from Barcelona and Cocaña from Toulouse. It's a collaboration that won them the City of Barcelona Music Prize back in 2022. Their performance at WOMAD promises to be amazing. But for now, here's the Catalan duo on their own and a track from their album, Fiat Lux.
Esta montaña de enfrente se asciende y va quemando. Allí pedría mi amor. Me siento y voy llorar. Arbolico de Menexe, yo lo ensembré en mi huerta, yo lo crecí.
Tarta Relena, who you can see at WOMAD this year when they team up with two other duos to bring out their award-winning collaborative project. And that is it for tonight. Catherine Tekel will be with you on Music Planet next week with a preview of the Africa Oye Festival in Sefton Park, Liverpool. Until then, I leave you with Los Hermanos Gutierrez, the Ecuadorian Swiss brothers whose brand of instrumental music is blissfully chilled out, and an aptly named tune called Until We Meet Again.
Until we meet again, Emraunos Gutierrez, ending this week's Music Planet.
Join me, Jess Gillam, and a new musical guest every week as we chat about the tunes we love and why.
My mom would take me every Saturday for my flute lesson. She would sit there in the corner, and I think for years that was sort of our one moment together. And so classical music kind of became that little refuge for me.
I wanted to ask you how music helps you generally in life.
I get quite emotional talking about that, really, because music and any art and poetry is to remind us that there's more than just us, and yeah, it's elevating.
This Classical Life. Listen on BBC Sounds.
On FM, on digital, and on your smart speaker, this is BBC Radio 3. It's time for this week's new music show, presented by Kate Mollison.
Give me some.